children, there was a man named Abram, and the Lord called him to come away from the country where he was born and grew up, and bring his wife and children, and go to a new land that he had never seen that the Lord promised to give him. And so Abram believed the Lord, and he left his country, and Lot, his nephew, came with him, with his family. And so the Lord led them to the land of Canaan, the promised land. And there the Lord made Abram very rich. He gave him lots of animals, cows and sheep and goats, and gold and silver and servants. He blessed Abram. And then a king came along with his fellow kings and raided the land and captured Lot, his nephew, and took him away with his family. Abram, when he heard about that, he gathered together all his servants and his friends, 318 men, and chased after these kings and caught up with them at night and attacked them when they weren't expecting, and rescued Lot and all the other people that this king had captured and brought them home again. And so now Abram has come home, and now the Lord is going to talk to him. Let's see what the Lord says. After these things, the word of Yehovah was to Abram in a vision, saying, "Fear not, Abram, I am a shield for thee. Thy reward is very much." See, the Lord is saying, I'm a shield. I'm going to protect you just like I did in this battle that you just fought. I'm going to keep you safe, and your reward is very much. Look at all the nice things I've given you. But you know what? Surprisingly, Abram wasn't happy when he heard this. He was sad. Why was he sad? Listen what it says next. And Abram said, "Lord Yehovah." Yehovah was a special name for the Lord that they used when they were sad and they were asking the Lord for something. "Lord Yehovah, what wilt thou give me? And I am walking childless, and the son, the steward of my house, is this Eliezer, the Damascene." And Abram said, "Behold, to me thou hast not given seed, and behold, a son of my household is the heir with me." Did you hear what the Lord, what Abram was saying to the Lord? Why was he sad? Did you hear? He said, "I am walking." Yes?
Childless.
Childless. That's right. Abram said, "I have no children. So all these nice things that you've given me, what's going to happen to them when I die? My chief servant, this man named Eliezer from Damascus, he is going to get all this stuff because I have no children to give my things to, things that you've given to me." That's why Abram is sad. I have no children. So let's see what the Lord says. "And behold, the word of Yehovah was to him, saying, 'This one shall not be thine heir.'" He's talking, the Lord is talking about Eliezer, the servant. He's not going to get all your stuff. He says, "For he who shall go forth out of thy body shall be thine heir." Your own child is going to have all this stuff. You're going to have a child, the Lord is saying. You're going to have a son, and he's going to be the one to take over for you when you die. "And the Lord led him forth outside, and he said, 'Look now toward the heavens and number the stars, if thou art able to number them.' And he said to him, 'So shall thy seed be.'" See, look up at the sky, the night sky. See all those stars? That's how many children you're going to have, children and grandchildren. "And he believed in Yehovah, and he imputed it to him for justice." That means Abram believed the Lord's promise, and the Lord thought it was good that Abram believed him. So, in this story, the Lord promises that Abram is going to have as many children as what? As the stars, that's right. Have you ever looked up at the night sky and seen how many stars there are? Beautiful, isn't it? And if we go out west, the western part of our country, where the cities and their lights are far, far away, You can see even more stars. It looks like the whole sky is twinkling. There are so many stars up there. And what's even more wonderful, if you think about it, every single one of those stars is a sun, just like our sun. And around that sun, there are planets, just like our planet that we live on. And on those planets, there are families, mothers and fathers and children that the Lord has made so that, why? Why does the Lord make us? So that we can go to what? Heaven, that's right. That's the promised land that the Lord is leading all of us. And what's more, the Lord is always making new sons and new worlds and more families with children growing up so that they can have families and all those people can come to the Lord in heaven. And He knows every single one of us. He knows our names. He knows who we are. And He loves us so much. That's why He wants there to be more and more people to come to Him in heaven. Now, sometimes people worry about things, just like Abram was worried about the fact that he didn't have any child. Like you might wonder, it's taking me so long to grow up. Or when you get old, you might feel like, oh, I don't know what it's going to be like when I'm really old and it's time for me to go to the spiritual world. What's that going to be like? Or sometimes mothers and fathers wonder, how am I going to find enough money to take care of my family? Or will I get married someday? Will I be able to have children? That's another thing people worry about, just like Abram. So this is a wonderful story to think about because the Lord says, look at the stars. Think about all those people that I'm always taking care of. I'm taking care of you too. Another time the Lord said, look at the birds, the ravens and the sparrows. The Lord, our Heavenly Father, is taking care of them. He's feeding them. He's providing food for all those birds. Don't you think He's going to feed you too? And another thing the Lord says is, look at the flowers. Look at the lilies, how beautiful they are. Now, if the Lord makes the little grasses like the lilies so beautiful, don't you think He's going to take care of you too? And so, the Lord is hoping that we will remember this story. When we look up at the stars at night, or when we see the spring flowers start to bloom, or we see the birds coming back after the winter, when we look at them, we can think about the fact that our Heavenly Father loves them and is taking care of them. So He loves us and is going to take care of us too. And just like at the end of this story, it said, Abram believed in the Lord, and the Lord thought it was good that Abram believed Him, we too can believe in the Lord and trust that He is taking care of us. And He's going to provide, He's going to be a shield to us and give us a very great reward. Amen.